Good morning. This is the Northeast Missouri Amateur Radio Club Saturday Morning Net for September 8th. This net will meet every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. local time. My call is KD0YTE. My name is Alex. I'll be net control this morning. The purpose of this net is to promote camaraderie and goodwill among amateurs and further the knowledge of radio arts. We'll now listen for any emergency, priority, or time-sensitive traffic. Please give your call. Our topic for today is wind power. We'll now take regular check-ins to the net. Please give your call.
Alpha Alpha Zero, Union Tango, and AA Zero, AB Zero, PH, Alex.
AA Zero, JT, good morning, bud. How are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Could be a lot better. I'm waiting for the rain to stop so I can get the grass mowed, Alex. It's growing like leaps and bounds here. I don't know. Elsewhere as well, I guess. Other than that, nothing to report. I did work on my Kenwood here on a tone control, on a side tone. It was a little bit low, so I had to take the top off and make an adjustment. Alex, I want to tell you something here. The stuff that you're getting today, the quality is not what it used to be. I showed you that inductor at the last meeting. So I took the top off to look at this new replacement. The old one had ball bearings at each end. This has got plastic bushings on each end instead of ball bearings. And the capacitors in here have ball bearings. So they have really cheapened it. So with that said, back to you, Alex, and have a good day.
Okay, bud. Yeah, I've noticed that, too. A lot of the stuff's now made in China, and it's not quite made to the standards the old stuff was. All right. Thanks for checking in, bud. Any other check-ins to the net, please give it a call.
K-Delta Zero, Yankee Victor Uniform.
KD-Zero, YVU. Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. 57 degrees here in Des Moines, and looks like it's pretty dewy here this morning, so I don't think I'm going to have a chance to get out and mow until later on. The handle here is Randy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Randy. My name's Alex, in case you didn't catch that, and we're running our Saturday morning net. Don't believe I've heard you on here before. Maybe you were here sometime when I wasn't doing it.
Roger. Yeah, well, I usually conditions aren't that good for me, and sometimes I can't get into the repeater down there, so I heard you guys were having a net there this morning. I thought I'd just check in and say good morning to you there, and we're just kind of hanging out this morning, enjoying the 2-meter opening there, so have a great day there, Alex, and 7-3 around the board there. This is KD0YVU here in Des Moines. Have a good day.
Okay, Randy, have a good one. Thanks for checking in. Any other check-ins to the net, please give your call.
WB0ZHB, short time.
WB0ZHB, how are you, Chuck?
Well, I'm all right. We're about to leave for Muscatine. Got a visitation to go to of a scouting friend. And I don't know how well the handheld's going to work from the new car. Over.
Roger that. Well, we'll talk to you as long as we can. How about that? Have you set up anything with wind power yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to work on mine. It's been too hot all summer for me to get out and do that. I have a motor that I'm going to turn into an alternator and go from there, but it just hasn't materialized yet. Mel's the expert on wind chargers.
Yeah, I'm hoping he and Patrick check in today, because I think they're the two that have been doing that.
Yeah, I think so. I hope WD0FRY is listening. He may be at the breakfast table still.
Well, we'll see. We'll we'll hope he gets finished here pretty soon if he is.
All right, Alex. I'll be listening, but don't count on me answering. Over.
Fine business, Chuck, and you have a good trip to Muscatine. That's where my sister lives, so know very well. Any other check-ins to the net, please give you a call.
AB0CH.
AB0CH. Craig, how are you this morning?
Just pretty good there, Alex. Ready for a little dry weather so I can get the yard mowed. Getting ready to get out and about here. I might run over to Downing to the Appreciation Day's parade there. I think maybe it's supposed to clear off here after a while.
Well, I hope so. I'm not 100% sure it's going to, but we've certainly had enough rain for a while now.
You know, everybody's been praying all summer for rain, and now we're getting it, so shouldn't complain. We definitely need it. We're quite a ways behind there. As far as your topic, wind power, I don't have anything up at my location here, but be interested in hearing others if they've got those projects going.
JD0YTE. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but it sounds intriguing to me, and I kind of like to know a little more.
I think it'd be great to have both wind and solar kind of work together there. Haven't ever got around to it here. So anyway, well, hey, keep up the good work there, running that, and 73s to you and everybody else out there this morning. So catch you down the log, KD0YTE, AB0CH, 73s.
73s, Craig. Yeah, thanks for checking in. Any other check-ins to the net, please give it a call.
KC0IJN.
I believe that was KC0IJN, is that correct?
Roger, India, Japan, Norway. Dean here in Newark. Saw that check-in and say good morning. 4¾ inches of rain here.
Yeah, I've had about 3/4 inches in the last day, and I think I've had a heck of a lot more than that before then.
Well, there's finally mud puddles starting to stand. Prior to that, it was just sucking her up. So, anyhow, glad to get it, and I'll sit by here and enjoy and listen to the net. Thought I'd check in. I met some of the other guys, visited with them last night. Thought I'd just check in for the numbers. Casey, and the name here is Dean Delta Echo Alpha November Dean, over.
Okay, Dean, very fine. Check in anytime.
Okay, thank you. I'll just be sitting here listening. KC0IJN.
Any other check-ins to the net, please give your call.
KD0PGM.
JD0PGM. Don, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. We've got a meeting tomorrow, is that right?
That is correct. Tomorrow at 1:30.
All right, that's good. I think I may bring a couple of USB power chargers to the meeting in case anybody was interested in one of those. I don't have much information about wind power. I can't really comment on that. I do have an art installation up at the art gallery at Truman that people might like to look at. I worked on it with Professor Yackel, the sculpture teacher. It's got her name on it, not mine, but we both worked on it a lot, and there's a bunch of Arduino circuitry in it, about 1,000 feet of red hookup wire. So if you've been looking for red hookup wire in town and you couldn't find it, it's because we bought it all. Anyway, if you go to the art gallery in Ophelia Parish, it's the little gallery on the left. It's a life-size game of Operation.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Yeah, you got everything all wired up so you can play Operation on a large scale, I guess.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that the buzzer when you get penalized for not playing well needed to be as bulky and life-size as the table was. And so I built all the buzzer circuitry. Runs on sealed lead-acid batteries, and so I built a battery charger so that the gallery workers could charge the batteries at night. It's been kind of a nice sort of ham radio project in the sense that, it built my knowledge of microcontrollers. I used a lot of standard technologies to make my battery charger, stuff like that.
That sounds like a neat project, Don. I'll have to try and get out there and take a look at it.
Other than that, I can't think of too much. I do have a new power supply in my electronics lab that I picked up off eBay cheap. I'm pretty pleased about that. I'm trying to decide what my next project's going to be, but I think I'm going to build some equipment for radio ballooning. I got my college students, a lot of them are from St. Louis, and when they found out that I launched my balloons in St. Louis, they decided that we should do a launch this fall. So I think when the corn's out of the fields, we may do that.
Well, good to hear you doing that. I didn't know if you were going to continue to do that or not, so glad to hear it.
Other than that, I can't think if I have anything for the net. I'll try to be at the meeting tomorrow, and I'll look forward to seeing if anybody has information about wind power, which I've always been interested in but have never really pursued. So with that, I'll go back to net, KD0PGM.
Okay, Don, thanks for checking in. Any other check-ins to the net, please give your call.
KE0FOM.
KE0FOM. Tom, how are you?
Doing fine. Topic. I haven't done any wind power. Always interested in it, but years and years ago on the farm, we used to have the old wind charger.
Yeah, those were pretty common back many years ago.
Yeah, I remember my dad charging all the farm batteries. Had one set up on the garage, so it would do quite well.
Yeah, that's kind of a bygone era, but they had some good ideas back then, too.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. They just used an old car voltage regulator to regulate it, so worked out okay. Okay, we'll stand by and see what else anybody else has there. K0FOM.
Okay, Tom, thanks for checking in. Any other check-ins to the net, please give your call. A0JT, go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I've got one of the wind chargers. The only problem is it's 6 volts.
Well, a lot of tractors and stuff back then ran off of 6 volts, didn't they?
Right, and my grandparents had a radio there, too, that had a vibrator in it that provided the power for the wind charger provided the power for it as well. Some people used to have about one light 6-volt lamp in the kitchen and use it for lighting as well. But I have this wind charger here, but I was thinking about converting it to 12 volts if I can find the right generator for it. But they used to have a cutout so it didn't run backwards. You cut the power off on it, or you'd use a diode, I guess, now as well to block it from reversing when it's not charging. But anyway, I made a new propeller for it. I'm duplicate of the one that came with it originally because it wasn't in very good shape. So anyway, that's what I have. That's one of my projects later on here if I live that long, Alex. So back to you and need somebody else check in. But anyway, I thought I'd let you know. So back to you, Alex. KDYATE, A0JT.
Okay, bud. Yeah, that's a good project. I'll have to find out more about it if you ever get it finished, and that'll be something to talk about. Any other check-ins to the net, please give it a call.
KE0QFR.
KE0QFR. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Alex. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. It's kind of a rainy, overcast morning, but I'm doing okay.
Hey, good. You know the old saying, any day spent above ground is a good day. I'm going to let Dave do the talking about the wind power this morning and sit back and listen. So this is KE0QFR clear.
Okay, Becky. Thanks for the check-in. Any other check-ins, please give you a call.
K0MBT.
K0MBT. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing fine. You actually sound maybe a little better than you did before. So maybe your new microphone is working good.
Actually, I'm on my old mic because AJ0HN wanted this recorded since he wasn't going to be in town today, but he was really interested in wind power. So I'm on my 7100 with my old mic, so no difference there.
Sounds good. I was hoping that you're at least getting some use out of that. As far as wind power, I've read a lot about it. I made a little demonstrator thing with a model airplane, electric motor and propeller, and I powered an LED out on a stand in the front yard, so it kind of worked as an outdoor light. Of course, it was on day and night. It worked for a while, and then I used a car cooling fan is what I used, but eventually the bearings went out in it, and I don't have it anymore. That's all I've done in wind power, so this is K0MBT. Back to net control.
Well, you know, that's more than I've done. I've read about it, and I think most of those generators use some really powerful magnets in them, but I really haven't done any experimenting, so that was kind of a neat project to try. You'll have to make something a little bigger next time, maybe. So, all right, anything else for net?
No, sir. I've seen, I guess I do have one thing. I've seen people that are making outdoor generators, wind power generators, using, for the motor, they're using a used McPherson strut front suspension unit. And the disc brake, they glue very powerful magnets onto, and they wind coils onto the framework and to pick up the magnet. They said they've tried car alternators, and they will last about 6 months to a year, and they're pretty well fried. So no, I have no more than that. So KD0YTE, this is K0MBT.
Okay, Dave, thanks for checking in. I think Mel's using a washing machine motor for his, so I'm hoping he'll be on here in a little bit. So thanks for checking in, Dave. Any other check-ins, please give your call.
KC0FGX.
KC0FGX. Farrell, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I haven't really done a whole lot of involvement with wind generators, but I have seen, this is a little bit off from that, but I've seen where they use push-pull magnets to, you manually get it rotating by hand, and then the magnets push and pull to rotate it to generate. I'm kind of interested in that.
Yeah, I don't know the commercial ones, how they, if it's just nothing but wind to get them started, or how they work for sure, so good information.
Yeah, and for Bud's project, instead of changing out the generator, maybe he should build a voltage doubler. That would save a little work.
Yeah, I suppose that would. Of course, you'd probably have half the amps that you would have originally, but that probably would work too.
Yeah, I don't know what all be detailed in that. It might be just about as much work. Who knows? But anyway, that come to mind. Other than that, I just know about the wind generators are supposed to be coming to this county and the neighboring county to the north. So that's going to be quite the deal to see. I don't have anything else, so we'll say 73 to everybody. KC0FGX clear.
Okay, Farrell. Thanks for checking in, and we'll see you next time. Any other check-ins, please give your call.
KA9PDK. Good morning, Alex.
KA9PDK. Patrick, I'm hoping and praying you can tell us a little bit about wind power.
Well, I don't know a lot about it, but I do have, I am generating wind power this morning because it's a pretty breezy morning, over.
Roger that. So what's yours made out of? Is it made completely from scratch, or did you repurpose something? How'd you do it?
I went on eBay, and for $125 I got a generator and a regulator that applies a brake even when it overspeeds, over.
Wow, I didn't have any idea that you could buy something like that from eBay.
Yes, sir. You can also go to Menards and see the same one for almost twice as much or more. But it's advertised at 400 watts, but you'd have to be standing out there in about a Category 2 hurricane to get enough wind to generate that much power. But overnight, it 5 amps overnight will keep your batteries up pretty good, and it can do that, over.
Roger that. Yeah, you don't need a whole lot to keep a couple of batteries charged and run a few low voltage devices. Does that include a charge controller so it regulates, doesn't put too much power into the battery and whatnot?
Roger that. The charge controller that comes with it, the actual generator on the pole is an AC generator, and you have 3 wires coming out of it to the regulator. And when it charges the battery over 14.5, I believe it is, you can hear it kicking the brake in, and it must do some kind of DC backup, the same 3 wires, to slow the rotor down so it doesn't overcharge the battery.
Well, that is an ingenious device. I don't know how you do all that, but that's pretty neat. And what did you say they run for on eBay?
I paid $125, and they're somewhere right around the $125 to $150 range. I thought it was worthwhile. It's advertised at 400 watts, like I said, but you'll never get that much out of it, over.
Yeah, Roger Vaca usually kind of overstate their capacity on those things. That's just kind of a given, I think.
It's been pointed out by a couple other people, but that's okay because, like I said, I watched it with a current monitor, and 4 to 5 amps under a stiff wind is nothing. On the other hand, to get a stiff wind onto your machine, you need a lot of air moving by, and I've cut a lot of brush and trees down. And somebody else has pointed out you need at least a 15-foot over the top of everything else to where your generator is.
You need that much clearance for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean, clearance over the top of everything. So mine's sitting about 25 feet off the ground, and it gets a pretty good breeze from a couple different directions, which are the prevailing directions. And I want to cut some more trees and brush out of the way and pick up another couple points on the compass.
Yeah, that'll make a difference. I know I've got a lot of trees and brush west of my house, and I don't get near the wind here that a lot of people get. But you got a chainsaw, you can fix that problem.
I have a chainsaw, or two, or three.
Okay, Patrick, sounds good. Anything else for the net?
Well, anyways, I do recommend it. It does. It's pretty neat. It's getting more power right now than my solar panel, which is on a different set of batteries on the same spot. So both of them have their advantages, and both have disadvantages.
Yeah, but the two in combination sounds like a good idea, like I think Craig mentioned earlier. So I had another question I was going to ask you now. I can't think what it was, but anyway, sounds like a neat system.
The last thought is a lot of people will spend as much or more on the tower supporting the wind generator as they did before the wind generator. And, yeah, that piping and controlling or keeping it up in the air, that's it gets expensive at points.
Yeah, it can. I know I had this tower that I have given to me, and the concrete to put in the footing to hold it up cost a pretty good bundle, so they can be expensive.
Roger that. All right, I'll hold back out of here for now. David, AB0DK and I have been doing quite a bit of packet, and Chuck was in there earlier with some packet, so I have a new write-up on how to start packet under Linux, and it's working, and right now I'm rebuilding another laptop with Linux, and I will run through my instructions, and if they work, I'll send it to you, over.
KD0YTE. Yes, please do. I'm planning on having a net on packet for too long. That was one of the suggestions Dave had. So if you can get that to me, we'll put that on the web, and we'll maybe have a net on packet and learn a little bit about that.
Roger that. I'll help you out on that. I'm pretty good at Debian Linux. So anyways, I'll back out of here and let somebody else have some air. K9PDK, thanks, Dave. Thanks, sir, Alex. Out, clear.
Okay, Patrick, thanks for checking in. Any other check-ins, please give your call.
Recheck.
PT for recheck, Alex.
Okay, I got two rechecks. First, I'll go with KD0PGM. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I was just reminded of something. I don't do a whole lot of wind power, but Patrick reminded me of one of the things that had been in my mind when the conversation was announced, and that is the electronic braking. Essentially, any safe wind power solution will have some form of electronic braking, because if the wind gets high enough and the rotors spin fast enough, you'll get catastrophic failure of your turbine, and it can be really dangerous. Typically, that just means that they've got a big resistive load somewhere and a radiator, and so if the wind gets too high, you dump your power into the resistor, and that power consumption, you know, Lenz's law and all the basic physics, that pushes back on the rotors and keeps them from spinning too fast. So in his case, he described it as something that maintains the voltage of the battery within, you know, limits. But it's also just a safety feature that if the rotor is going to spin too fast, you dump the power into a radiator, basically, and draw down the speed of the rotors to keep them from exploding.
Okay, Don, good info. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to put that in just so that safety idea would vaguely be in the back of people's minds if they decide to go after a wind solution. KD0PGM.
Okay, thanks. Bud, A0JT, go ahead.
Now, Alex, this generator I have has a mechanical governor on it.
it's on each side, and this thing, if it gets going too fast, it opens up and puts the drag on it. That's what this one has, the old one. And by the way, I don't know what happened, but you remember we used to have a Jacobs wind charger down there by where we go to turn to go to the ham meeting. But they took it down. It was kind of a landmark. Those old Jacobs generators, they even have one yet at the South Pole. And they were really reliable. So, I don't know. And years ago, they used to have a Delco system that would, if batteries got low, they'd automatically start. But that wasn't wind power, though. But anyway, I'll just let you know about the governor on the one I have, that if it overspeeds, why, it'll, these things come out and put a drag on it and slow it down. So with that said, I'll turn it back to you, and thanks for all the information I heard on the net today. So back to you, Alex. We will see you down the log tomorrow.
Okay, bud. Yeah, those brakes probably use centrifugal force to fly out and impede the turning of the blades, I would imagine, anyway. So sounds like a different way of doing it. There's lots of ways of doing things, isn't there? All right. Any other check-ins to the net, please give you a call.
KA9PDK, recheck.
KA9PDK.
Good points from Don there, and I will reiterate those. You always want to have a backup to slow your turbine down in a high wind. I will also point out that those big wind generators that are coming to the counties, they may look big and slow, but the tips are approaching 200 mile an hour, over.
Yeah, you get the diameter big enough, why, that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Roger that. It doesn't look like it's going that fast, but they are.
Do you know when they're going to be building those?
Negative. I've heard next spring, and that's all I've heard, over.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like something neat to watch anyway. Anything else, Patrick?
I'm going to let you go this time for sure. K9PDK clear.
Okay, thanks for the info. Any other check-ins, please give your call. One more time for check-ins, please give your call.
I'll recheck one last time.
Go ahead, Don.
I just wanted to say, while everybody's listening, I think somebody had APRS transmitting on the frequency. It's possible it's my own equipment, but I think it's not my own equipment. And so if somebody typically runs APRS, I think when you switched on for the net, they brought their equipment over. And I just wanted to let them know, because I know I've done it in the past and not even noticed. So I'll let that go. KD0PGM.
Okay, Don. Yeah, I think maybe it might have been when Bud was transmitting. I just thought maybe he might have had a packet radio running in the background there or something. But alrighty, thanks for letting us know. Any other check-ins to the net, please give your call.
K9PDK, sorry about that. You can blame me. I pulled the cable. Thank you for warning me, Don. And hopefully by next Saturday, I'll have a second radio running, one for packet and one for talking, over.
All right, well, we now know who the guilty culprit is. All righty, any other check-ins, please give you a call. Thanks, everyone, for checking in today. Join us again next Saturday at 9 a.m. local time. We'll now close the net at 9:35 a.m., returning the frequency to normal amateur use. This is KD0YTE.